Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlo. We are your number one Christian internet radio. Let's go!
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Today, you are tuned in to our new business segment. That's right. I said it. New business segment on GAB Radio, Great Awakening Broadcast with your host, Prophetess Sherita Furlo. I have a special guest today. We're excited. And this segment is called All About My Business. That's right. We're going to go for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Sherita Furlo, Great Awakening Christian Radio, and we have a special, special segment, All About My Business segment here on Great Awakening Broadcast. We have a special guest today. She has her own business. That's right. That's powerful right there. She has her own business by the name Pouty Girl Lip Gloss. She is here today to tell you a little bit more about her business. I want all of you listeners to help me welcome Wendy Dye to GAB Radio. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi, everybody. My name is Wendy Dye.
Okay.
I'm the owner of Pouty Girl Lip Gloss. I'm located on the west side of Chicago, and I'm very excited to be a part of this awesome show. So shout out to Sherita and Gab Radio for having me. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Okay. All right. We're excited to have you and promote. And to, this month is Black History Month.
Yes.
So we want to give a kudos to you and taking time out your busy schedule to hang out with us, promote your business. Woohoo! So we're going to ask you,
thank you for having
a couple
me.
Of questions. I just got to get this out. How does it feel as a Black woman in America to have your own successful lip gloss business? How does that feeling? Tell us a little bit about the feeling.
It is awesome. I would, first things first, every day it's not all sunshine, but to have the ability and to have your own, like, to be an entrepreneur, you have to get tired. You have to get fed up, you know, fed up with corporate America, fed up with having your destiny in somebody else's hand. When you get tired, that's when I got tired, when I said, you know what, I've tried so many times to start businesses, but I've never stuck with it. This was like the first time that I actually invested in myself. This was the first time that I can say that I took myself serious. I've had a list of projects that I've started on. My closet is full. This was the first time that I said, you know what, I can't do this alone. I'm going to need God. I'm going to need prayer. I'm going to need mentors.
Yes.
I'm going to need all the proper resources that's going to help me to succeed. So to be a Black entrepreneur in 2019 feels very good. It feels very good.
That's a bliss.
Not just for me, but for other young ladies that want to make that move too. But it makes me good to be able to be a role model to my family, to strangers.
Yes.
It feels very good.
Wow, that's awesome. Tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and where you're from, just your personality, who you are. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so I am born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Been here all my life. I've seen so many businesses open and close, just like I was just talking about myself, starting stuff, don't finish. So this is very important to me because I want to win, but I also want to encourage somebody else. Like, I want somebody to be able to see my growth because you just can't start a business and just throw it out there and expect people to just, you know, purchase or whatever just because it's you. People want to see your hard work. People want to see your self-development. They want to see the change in you. And to be a successful business owner, change is inevitable. You got to do it. So I'm working
on
me. And I feel good that I'm not who I used to be. So, you know, I'm growing daily, but I'm going to use, because I've always had an outgoing personality. So I'm going to use that energy for my good.
Come on now.
So I'm here. I'm here. I want to make a difference. I want to encourage somebody else that would probably just like me. I want to do this, and then they change their mind next week. I want to tell you can do whatever you put your mind to. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Yes.
So,
my God.
It's 2019.
Wow.
It's
I want to
lift.
Not to cut you off. I want to say this.
Oh, it's okay.
On your website, you got a motto. You have a motto for Pouty Girl Lip Gloss LLC, and you said, Pouty girls leave a little sparkle and shine everywhere they go. How did you come up with that motto for your business?
Well, I would say, for one, our logo, everything was well thought out, like all the way from our packaging to our logo. And actually, we had our launch event in October, and that was our theme, but it stuck with us because that's exactly what we do. When people purchase the Pouty Girl lip gloss, and because the lip gloss has it has the perfect hue of color, but it's not like that's what people sometimes misconstrue. A lip gloss is a gloss. A lipstick is something different. So it's not made to be filled with so much color and pigment. You know, it's a gloss. So back to that. I got lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
When we did the Sparkle and Shine event, it was like so appropriate because everything we wanted bling. We wanted what the lip gloss says that it does.
Exactly.
Another thing that is our slogan is different day, different gloss. Because we have 18 shades available, you can pick any gloss that you want for the day, for the week, and you still going to be popping.
Wow. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Let me ask you this because we only have – it's a short segment, so I'm trying to rush through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell our listeners, are you looking for anyone to join your team or your business? What business opportunity do you have that you want to share with us today?
So right now we are on a brand ambassador search. We would like to have all different types, even though it's a black-owned business, but we want – all ladies to wear our line. I want to be a household name. That's my goal. So all the way from the babies, and that's I love the fact that parents feel safe with putting my product on their kids. Like I said, it's vegan. It's all natural. It's not, you know, no animal cruelty. So you can feel confident putting this on your child. All the way from the babies to 80-year-olds. So everybody can love it. So we would like that balance of brand ambassadors. So if you have any teenagers, if there are any little kids out there, we want different nationalities too, because even though it's, you know, black-owned business, this is for everybody. We want everybody to feel good about Patty Girl Lip Gloss.
Right.
So I do have my website. If anybody wants to go check out the qualifications on being a brand ambassador, you can go to the site. It's wendydye.wixsite.com/powdygirllipgloss. I'll spell my name really quickly. It's wyndydye.wixsite. That's wyxsite.com/powdygirllipgloss.
Okay. If you want to leave your number, you can do that too in your email.
Yes.
Go ahead and give them that information as well.
Sure. The email is powdygirllipgloss@gmail.com. Phone number, area code 312-719-3346.
Oh, man. We enjoy having you for this short time. We're going to do more of these business segments. Probably we're going to try to do it once a month. So JB Radio, y'all stay tuned. And just one last question for our listeners. For struggling businesses out there, tell us one thing you would say to them who's losing faith in their business.
Stay consistent. Stay true to your brand. Take pride in everything that you do. You have to celebrate the little things to get to the big stuff. When you feel discouraged, think about why you started.
Think about your why. That's good. I'm kudos, man. I mean, it's an honor. You know what? I'm going to say this. It's an honor to meet people in business that are really pushing their brand and their business. For one,
mm-hmm.
I'm a type of person, I get intimidated very easy by taxes. And so I just kind of shy away. That's kind of like I have a bad habit of, you know, starting businesses and just kind of, you know, leaving it alone. But I just want to say kudos to you and thank you so much, Wendy, for coming out. Find her on Facebook, y'all. That is WYNDIDYE. Is that correct, Wendy?
Yes.
All right. Owner of Powdy Girl Lip Gloss. Huh? Say that again.
Well, what you were spelling out was the website, but if they're on social media, it's Powdy Girl Lip Gloss LLC, Powdy Girl Lip Gloss on Instagram.
All right, y'all heard it, folks, here at GAB Radio. Don't forget, you can listen live 24/7 by phone, 641-793-9495, and tune in weekly. Keep it locked here at GABRadio.org.